From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Kelvin is reporting for atallalstego.com. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado's bill to help family farmers during turndowns in the agricultural economy was signed into law August 23rd by Donald Trump. H.R. 2336, the Family Farmer Relief Act, helps farmers by making it easier for them to reorganize debt through the Chapter 12 bankruptcy rules created specifically to help family farmers during tough economic times. The Rhinebeck Democrat said in a statement, and I quote, "Today is a victory for our small and mid-sized farmers who now have the flexibility to reorganize their debt and continue operations in what continues to be a challenging time for agriculture," end quote. The act was endorsed by the American Farm Bureau, National Farmers Union, National Corn Growers Association, National Milk Producers Federation, the National Pork Producers Council, and the American Bankruptcy Institute. Read the full story at allostego.com. John Campbell is reporting for the Poughkeepsie Journal. A state judge has upheld New York's new law ending religious exemptions for student vaccinations. The court ruled that protecting residents from communicable diseases is within the state's interest. Acting State Supreme Court Justice Denise Hartman of Albany ruled August 23rd against dozens of parents represented by attorneys Michael Sussman and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., denying their request for a preliminary injunction. That injunction would have stopped the state from enforcing the new law before the school year begins. Under the law, a parent can no longer send a child to school or daycare unvaccinated and cite their religious beliefs as the reason. Sussman argued the law is based on religious discrimination and violates a parent's First Amendment rights. In her 32-page decision, Hartman cited precedent from the past 100 years that upholds a state's right to mandate vaccinations as a requirement for public or private school attendance. Sussman said he will appeal the ruling to the State Appellate Division, 3rd Department, perhaps as soon as August 27th. Also last week, Kennedy dropped a federal case challenging the law after a judge ruled against an initial attempt to block it. Read the full story at LoHUD.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. At a recent public meeting of the Chatham Village Board, a resident inquired as to how a new electric sign at the firehouse was approved. Mayor John Howe said there was communication between the Village Board, the Planning Board, and the Zoning Board of Appeals about the matter, but that all happened before he and most board members were elected. The mayor said, in fact, the fire company did not need approval for the sign since it is on village property, but went on to say that the fire company, and I quote, got a permit, end quote, for the sign. Trustee Lenora Packett said she remembers the sign issue coming up to the village board for review, but that the board members never saw photos or plans. She set up the sign, and I quote, "Everyone was a little dumbstruck," end quote. She said she has received several phone calls about it. Lael Locke, a member of the zoning committee, said under the village guidelines, the sign was not allowed. Howe said nothing could be done now because the property is exempt. Trustee Jamie Boehm said, and I quote, "There are a lot of people who like it," end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Spectrum News is reporting the Rensselaer City School District has canceled its 2019 varsity high school football season due to lack of participation. Varsity coaches last week put out a call for more players to join the team and warned the season would be canceled if additional players did not enroll by August 26. In its announcement, the district thanks everyone who supported the team. School officials also said the coaching staff is committed to making sure students have an opportunity to play one way or another next year. Read the full story at spectrumnews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.